Well, Sue, as we look what's happening market-wise today, multi-month lows, it's crazy what's going on within this grain complex today.
Well, it is. Of course, it's follow-through selling off of last week's bearish reports. You closed weaker for the week, and so the market's naturally doesn't have anything fundamental to hang its hat on to say, I got to buy it. Corn has that, but beans do not. And so the combination of that and seeing on Friday having the cancellation by China of 285,000 metric tons of beans, switching over to Brazil, and coming way earlier than normal. Normally, it would be more like February, March, April, maybe even May that you would see this, and now coming in January, I think, took the trade and just added to the bearishness. You have Brazilian beans cheaper in value than you do in U.S., but as they head towards a harvest time, those values will probably cheapen up as well, unless they were to turn wet. And if they were to turn wet, that would really, I think, send the bean market on a short covering rally, because it would send, it would delay those beans getting out the door as fast as they should, and of course also delay the ability to plant that second crop of corn behind it, and also the cotton, because I'm hearing that Brazil is looking at more cotton acres on the second go around after beans than corn.
Now, we knew that this was going to be happening in regards to the weather in South America and the switching over from, you know, U.S. to them. But it seems like it's a little bit later this year that China, for example, is looking to go elsewhere than the United States.
Well, it is. I think that China, first off, when they started that buying campaign, and they've been aggressive, I think we have to keep in mind that they were bullish the dollar themselves probably. And so all this rhetoric about, well, we're going to lose favor in exports, you know, what have you. Well, if you're trading in dollars, it isn't going to matter, you know, on the global trade. So when China looked at U.S. soybeans, you know, they just looked at it. They're going to be buying beans either here or there. So without knowing what that crop was going to truly be like, since it was 2 to 3 weeks planted late, they started buying beans here aggressively. And then if the crop came to fruition and the dollar continued to rally, they could turn around as the Brazilian crop is harvested, values or basis levels drop in Brazil, they could turn around and sell our beans out and then turn around and buy in South America and have had a beautiful trade. And in the meantime, they basically were hedging against a currency rally, I think.